Ascoltatori e ascoltatrici di Radio Pop, benvenuti a una nuova puntata di Indire, il progetto che condividiamo con altre tre radio amiche in Germania, Slovenia e Francia. Come già saprete, probabilmente ormai è un po' di tempo che andiamo in onda, lo scopo di questo progetto è condividere musica indipendente con le altre radio europee e conoscere anche la loro. Oggi Théo e Maël di Radio Campus di Bordeaux ci presenteranno Pilot, un progetto solista di electropop di Christelle Armeniaud. Poi Martin, il bassista della band post-metal Sondre, ci parlerà del proprio progetto. Poi avremo Dreadful, il chitarrista della band garage Beach Monster. E infine ascolteremo Pycon, un giovane progetto solista di musica elettronica. Buon ascolto!
Radio Muse. Indire.
Independent Radio Exchange.
Radio Muse Network is part of the Indire project, which is co-funded by the Creative Europe Programme of the European Union.
Hi everyone, you are listening to Radio Muse, an exchange program between European radio stations from all across Europe, from Slovenia, Germany, Italy and France. This program allows you to discover music and local bands and independent artists. And for this time, you're listening to Radio Dijon Campus. During this program, you will listen the interview and songs of four bands. Every band comes from Dijon, a city in Burgundy with a rich cultural life. You will listening some of Dream Pop Electro with the band Pilot, some of post-metal with the band Sandre, some wild surf garage with the band Beach Monsters, and some electronic music with Pycon. First, I let you get to discover the interview of Pilot, but right now you will listen her song Tell Me Who I Am.
To start, why did you choose the name Pilot? That is to say in English, pilot.
I chose a pilot name because when I was little, I really want to be a pilot. And I had my license and I'm just doing this as a hobby. And after, I would like to be a pilot line, and I passed the exam and I had some medical problems. So I just decided to keep this in the hobbies. I like the way to flying with the music. So this is a name which have a good pertinence with me.
At the beginning, Pilot was a duo. Eventually, your partner must have left. Was it obvious for you to carry on alone or not?
I would like to have more, maybe, instrumental guys who want to share music with me in this project. But I start with Charlotte because we were in the mood to do a girls band. But she decided to left another city, and I decided to keep going on this project because I had a lot of new song and inspiration in this kind of music, so it wasn't obvious for me, yes.
You're also playing in other bands. What difference does it make to play in solo project?
The difference is I had to do the main shows alone, so what is good, I can do with my celerity of inspiration. When I have inspiration, I can compose all the music alone with the production session, which is very important to me to improve my my skills in production and recording. And so this is more my universe, my own emotion. And I also really like to compose with the band because we compose all together, where it's really more slow and it's a process really, really different because we have to share all the opinion and we are all together to organize the structure of the evolution of the band.
Before Pilot, you used to do folk and French songs. How did you get to this mix of indie rock and pop?
Maybe when I met the band Hildel, they just keep me in a new reference and new inspiration, and I discover a lot of kind of music, and I was very excited to experiment new thing and to be more than just a guitarist or just a folk guitarist writer, because you can explore a lot of kind of mode of doing music with electronics. And you are very independent on making recording, and that's very comfortable for me.
To talk about the creative process, can you explain us how you make a new song?
I make a new song or just find a sample or find a VST or synthesizer and make a new chord. And after I make a beat on this, and after I just to find an inspiration to find a top line of voice, and after I don't know if I can move on the song or not, sometimes I just stop it and I wait, and after I move on to the song and to find a good punchline for the lyrics or for the verse or the chorus, it depends of the music.
In May, you released a clip for the song Tell Me Who I Am, a video that you shot in New York last year. Can you tell us about this experience and why did you choose the city of New York?
I was there for working and I just met people who do music and do movie, and I didn't plan to make a video clip. I just met someone who said, hey, do you want to do a video clip, because it's really easy to find people who want to involve and share thing and doing just music or video for free or just to enjoy doing. With this guy, we just decided to do a video clip, but we had any idea to what we really want to shoot. So he said, okay, you discover New York with me and I shoot you.
To finish, in September 2020, you will release an EP. Can you tell us about this project?
Yes, it is a melt of song that I prepared before the containment, and I have write three new songs during the containment. So maybe I will join this song to this EP. So maybe it will be an album now. I do all the production at home, and I do another part of the production with another guy, which is Jérôme Falsen. This is a old friend, and I like the way he helped me to produce the end of the song, like to do the mixing and the mastering with me. And this is the process that we decided to put in place for this EP. And maybe I would like to find a label to release it, but if I don't find any way, I will just release it on auto-production.
You are listening Radio Muse, and you just listened Fire in Your Hair from Pilote. And now this is the interview of the band of post-metal Cendre.
Radio Muse.
Okay, to start, Cendre, it's a band, it's music, but it's also a whole artistic universe. Can you tell us about this universe?
Yes, all the things around the universe of Cendre belongs to the alchemy. We've got something with mixing things. It's basically chemistry, but on our first album, it's called Le Grand Oeuvre, in French, of course. And we've got all the alchemic elements. We got terra, earth. We've got aqua, water, air, Ignis, it's fire, and then ether, it's ether, the same word. We've got something with that, and it has a very strong link with the graphic universe of Sandre. It's an artist called Nathalie Blanchard. She's the wife of the guitar player, yeah. And she makes wonderful drawings. I don't know what's the exact word, but it's basically black and white things with much details and the old-fashioned way. So here is basically the graphic universe of Sandre.
Martin, with Sandre, you're making post-metal. We say post because it's supposed to be more atmospheric, more experimental. Do you agree with that? How could you define your style?
Yeah, post-metal is basically a mix between metal and post-rock. Post-rock is something with, atmospheric things, with very long tracks. It's something very good, because in concert we have to play only 5 or 6 tracks to play a whole concert, because things are very slow, very loud, very repetitive. And it's post because it's a bit experimental. We don't have any singer. We have samples with singings, with instruments from all around the world. Like, for an example, I don't remember the name, but a little guitar from China, which make a very tiny noise. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. And everything is composed on computers and then sent to the audience via the samples and basically a computer.
Martin, Sandre is a trio, mainly bass, drums and guitar.
Yeah.
What is the role of each member in the creative processes, but also in the whole life of the band?
In the whole life of the band, I just recently integrated the band. Sandre has been founded in something like 2016, and I joined the band in 2018. At the end of the year, we had a concert on the 1st December. I'm a very young member of that band, so it's basically something between Sylvain, which is the drummer, and Alois, the guitar player. They are very strong friends, and I have to find my role into that thing. But basically, when we compose, we try ideas that Alois, most of the time, recorded. We try, and we say, okay, it works, or it doesn't work. It's the way it moves, and then we've got Sylvain that records everything, takes it to his home, import it in his computer, and take the samples, take the repetitions, etc., etc. So yeah, we have more and more things like a trio way to work. Before I came to the band, Louis and Sylvain told me that basically they were composing everything and the bass player were just playing. And so now I try to make something a little more.
Martin, your next album is entitled Macrocosm. Why and when it will be released? Can you tell us about this new album?
Mael, I don't really know when Macrocosm will be released, because the songs, the tracks, are composed. Everything is basically recorded. We made something like a pre-production recording. We record everything to make sure everything sounds good, to try some things, because we will get in studio in a few weeks, in a few months. But you know, Sound has his own rhythm. We don't want things to go too fast, because it's not our job. Alois is basically a barber, and Sylvain works in a concert place. We want to take our time to make things, and that's why maybe when people go on Sandre on the social media, they say, oh, nothing is that happening. No, we take our time to make things the best way possible.
Martin, last question. Does the name of the band is Ashes because you're like Phoenix reborning on the stage?
No. No. Basically, I don't really know why the band is named Sandre. I think it's a mix between the alchemy thing. You know, Sandre, the ashes, is the things that left when you made experiences. It's the basic thing, because you have to make fire, to eat things. There's something in the metal scene in France. Many bands, and not only in France, have French names. You've got bands like Deluge, like Regarde les hommes tombés, bands like Yeah, something like that, and maybe some it's just inspired by those things.
Radio Muse.
are listening the program Radio Muse. It was the song Ignis from the band Cendre. And you will discover the band Beach Monsters with the song Death Race.
Radio Muse.
Can you tell us about your background? How do you came to create Beach Monsters and did surf music?
First time we meet together with the band and we create Beach Monsters in end of
2018.
And we started to work during 1 year. And since this beginning of this year, we start to play live.
And how could you define your music? Is it surf music, surf rock, wild instrumental surf, wild surf garage?
It's not typically surf, it's most wild and a little garage because the bassist play with fuzz and this is a sound typical to garage music and the drummer is not like surf music style, is much in heavy metal from the 90s and on guitar I don't play on a Fender amp, which is very typical from surf from the 60s. And I play on Marshall with more distortion. And we say that it's wild for that, because it's like surf rock at the same time, but not only instrumental.
Okay, so wild surf rock?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you tell us your influences? Your name looks like Beach Boys, but your music think most about Dick Dale?
Yes, not Beach Boys, it's pop for us, but Dick Dale is the king of the surf guitar, and this is the beginning of the surf music, hard surf music, and of course we have got a lot of influences, and not only this period, other period like other band like Man or Astro Man in the middle of the 90s, or more Hawaii Samurai, the Arajets, actual bands in France.
And in the band you are three, what is the role of each member?
There is a drummer, bassist and a guitarist, and also the bassist make all the artwork. for vinyl, stickers, and on the web. I look after some old gigs, and the drummer is the man who takes the money.
Can you explain how do you compose your music?
Maybe sometimes we play together and we compose together, but sometimes I find something in my house with my guitar, and when we go to see together, I play the riff, and the interaction between us is activated, so we play like that.
Tony, with the Beach Monsters, you made the clip with Sharkman. Can you explain the title of the music and the clip?
We like find long name of of the songs, and when we composed, we have a picture, and we don't looked after a name. We find now, and Invasion of the Shark Man talks about men who are sharks in their fact about the money, about killed the planet, and we think there are too much people like that. It's an invasion. So we found that this name was very good, because we like have love with the name, but also have a message.
Was Invasion of the Shark Men from the Beach Monsters. You are still listening Radio Muse, and now you will discover the artist Paikan.
Radio Muse.
First question, why the name Paikan?
This name is coming from a book from Barjavel called La Nuit des Temps in French. So in English, I think it's
The Night
of the Time.
Yeah.
I don't know, something like that. In fact, it's a protagonist character of this book, which I really liked when I was traveling a few years ago. And when I had to choose a name for my my project, I spent a lot of time on it. And after a while, I decided to choose this one. And and since I never decided to change it, so that's the story.
Paikan, you use different instruments, a lot of big machines. Can you explain how do you work? How do you use these different tools?
In fact, it depends, because it's been 2 years now since I started electronic music. Before I was playing guitar, I was like playing more regular stuff. And yeah, since 2 years, I decided to buy my first analogic synthesizer. So now I have only three, but it's already a good start. And it really depends on the mood I'm working on, and these machines are really hard to understand. It's really technique, so it's becoming easier and easier to understand it. So I think the approach is easier for every track now, but it really depends. Sometimes I decide to start with a synthesizer for the bass, sometimes for the lead, sometimes for the drum machine. So I don't really have a specific method to work on my productions, so it really depends on the mood.
Paikan, you tell us it's a solo project. Is it really important to you to work alone? Are you open that other people comes and join you?
In fact, I already have another project with another producer from Dijon also. We didn't really start for now. We already made a few productions, but nothing is over. For Paikan, I already had the idea to work, for example, with someone on the drum or maybe someone on the bass. But in fact, I really enjoy doing music on my own. Before I was in a band, and you have some advantages. Sometimes people are coming with a nice bass line, for example, and so it's easier. But sometimes also you disagree with other people from the band. So I really like working alone. So for Paikan, I will work on my own. But for the next, I already have another project with another person. So I will not work alone forever.
Paikan, you said it, but at the beginning you were most a rock player or regular music. Now you are doing electro music. How did you go from one to the other?
In fact, it took a while because I was in a band before I went on a travel abroad. It was 4 years ago. So when I traveled, I only had my computer and an acoustic guitar I bought for not a lot of money. And so I started to create some music, but I didn't like to create only acoustic music. So I used a plugin, a software called Guitar Pro, which is not a software to create music. In fact, it's a software to learn how to play the guitar normally. But I start to put some electronic instruments on this one, and when I come back in France, I wanted to do something on my own with more electronic music because of my influence. Also, I was listening to more and more electronic artists, so it was not one day to another I said, okay, now it's electronic music. It was like a path I took, and at a point I was like, okay, now it's only electronic, but it was not a decision from a day to another.
Paikan, can you tell us about your influences?
Yes, I can. I have a lot of influences.
Yeah, I know.
In fact, if I had to choose just a few, Giorgio Moroder, of course, a famous producer from the 70s, 80s, even now. But also, We Are in Dijon, and I really like Vitalik, which is a famous producer of the city. And in fact, there is a lot of amazing... I'm listening to a lot of French producer, in fact, ever since the French Touch in the 90s. It's been 30 years. We have a few generations of amazing producers. So even, for example, Ron just made an amazing album during the confinement. So if I had to choose a few, maybe Giorgio Moroder, Vitalik and Ron, but it's too hard to just pick a few.
Paikan, you make music, but you also create a whole universe, a story. Can you tell us this story?
So my first release, which will be out before the end of the year, I hope so, because it's been a year. I'm saying it will be out before the end of the year, and it's not out already, so I hope before the end of the year. In fact, my first release is a Cosmic Odyssey. It's like an adventure in the space. I really wanted to work something in the space, maybe because of my influence also, but so I decided to make this this odyssey. In fact, like if Ulysses was traveling in the space, that's for my first release. And for the second one, I decided to work on the Anthropocene. I don't know the translation, in fact. Maybe it's Anthropocene, but it's a period in which we are entering a few decades ago, not a few decades, There is not a date, in fact, but it's more about the fact that human beings are destructing the world, in fact, to be simple. And so I really want my music to tell a story, to tell something. And I don't want just to produce music to produce music. I want a story behind it. So I always start with a story for each production. For example, I made one a few weeks ago, which was about more or less about Chernobyl or this kind of moment of human history. So yes, there is always stories behind my productions.
Paiken, what is your future? You said us that there is a release. Is there an EP in preparation?
Yeah, there is. When I say release, it's an EP in preparation. My first one, in fact. So it's in the studio for the moment. So I'm working on it. I want to take my time. I want to make the better production possible. So that's why I decided to go in studio. And I already, in fact, wrote a major part of the second one during the confinement a few weeks ago. So the first one will be available, I really hope, I think, before the end of the year. And after, I don't know, but I think not a long time after the first one, the second one will come. And after, we will see if there is a third one soon or not.
It was a title from Paikan, Highway. And this is the end of the program Radio Muse made by Radio Dijon Campus. We thank the bands for their participation, Pilot, Cendre, Beach Monsters and Paikan. I hope you enjoyed this program. Bye everyone.
Radio Muse. Indire.
Independent Radio Exchange.
Radio Muse Network is part of the Indire project, which is co-funded by the Creative Europe program of the European Union.
I didn't think that I could live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights
thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew stronger, and I learned how to get along. And now you're back from my outer space, and I just walked in to find you with that look upon your face. I should have changed the stupid lock. I should have asked you for the key. If I'd have known for just 1 minute you'd be back to bother me. Go on now, go. Walk out the door. Don't turn around now, 'cause you're not welcome anymore. Aren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive for as long as I know how to love. I know I still love. I got all my life to live, and I got all my love to give, and I'll survive. It took all the strength I had not to fall apart. I had to pick up all the pieces of my broken heart. And I spent on so many nights just feeling sorry for myself. I used to cry, but now I hold my head up high and you see me. Somebody knew I'm not the foolish little soul that's still in love with you. And so you felt like dropping in and just expect me to be free. And baby, I'm saving all my love for someone who's loving me. Oh.
Posted in front of the trap, selling dope till the sun come down. Take a fuck, nigga, right off the map. When I hit him with this whole 100 round, young jock in the club with my clock. You wanna play it, then this bitch going down. We ain't hesitating, bullies get the blazing. I'ma lay him down like he in a lounge. Walk him down, walk him down. Walk him down, 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 walk down on him in Balenciaga Ronald. My blood. Still doing drive-bys, but I wanna walk on. If I can't find them, you know I'm gonna stalk them. Cause tape up on the scene, I had to white.
Selling dope till the sun comes down.